Cool. Well, I guess it is. Who has a tambourine?
Not me.
I knew I forgot something.
That would be Sal.
Test. Ladies and gentlemen, when Bob Amos moved up here to Vermont in 2005, I had no idea what kind of an impact he'd have on the music scene in this area. And it's just been fantastic to hear and see what he's done to bring great, great bluegrass music and his own folk music, and I guess Americana, you'd call it, to this area. And tonight he's here with a special guest, Patty Casey, another great fixture of the Vermont music scene for many, many years. So please welcome Bob Amos and Catamount Crossing with special guest Patty Casey.
Ready? One, two, three. High Rocky Mountain, walk through the valley below. I've crawled through the hot, dusty desert and trudged through the deep winter snow. And I laughed in the face of a cold north wind. I fell in the fire and climbed out again. But I looked for a light and heard a call. I've learned a lot. I've seen it all. I have run in the company of angels, wandered alone down the track. Seeking shelter with Satan's hot breath on my back. And I laughed in the face of the cold north wind. I fell in the fire and climbed out again. But I looked for a light and heard a call. I've learned a lot. I've seen it all. Choices I've made on the way, but the path up ahead's getting clearer, like promise of dawn to the day. And I laughed in the face of the cold north wind. I fell in the fire and climbed out again. But I looked for a light and heard a call. I've learned a lot. I've seen it all. I've seen it all.
Thank you. A little more guitar up in the house. Sunny, happy.
There's a sunny side where no wheels be tied on the road where we must go. There are fairs and vales, fertile hills and dales where sweet flowers ever grow. Oh, the happy sunny pretty rolling dales where the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hills on the happy side of life. Share swells and the clouds obstruct the view. But a brighter way, like the light of day, is waiting there for you. Oh, the happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hills, on the happy side of life. Sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hills, on the happy side of life. Ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hills, on the happy side of life.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, and what a great weekend this has been, and what glorious weather. I mean, it's just perfect. Thank you all for coming out for the evening show. Can we have, I think we need a little bit more mandolin overall, maybe in the house and a little bit more in the monitor. And I think we're there. Everybody hear everything okay? It's not too much banjo, is there? Impossible. Anyway, this is a great group of guys and gals up here, and I'm delighted that they've don't mind playing music with me. And over there, he's a terrific, talented luthier. He makes beautiful instruments. He's a heck of a nice guy, and as you already know, a great mandolin player. That's Adam Buchwald. Now from Burlington. Just moved from Norwich to Burlington last week or so. And next to him is a guy who's played in a whole lot of bands throughout Vermont, and a very well-known guy, a great bass player, and a terrific singer, too. That's Mike Santasuso. You already know my partner in musical crime, that's Patty Casey, the wonderful and talented Patty Casey, and one of Vermont's biggest stars. And next to her is about my favorite fiddle player in the world, and he comes from a family of fiddle players. His dad, who went by the same name, was also a famous Vermont fiddle player. He's a wonderful fiddle player and a great guy. That's Freeman Corey. And by the way, Patty lives in Montpelier when she's not on Camel's Hump, where she has a cabin, and Freeman's from Orwell. And next to me is a guy that I've known for just a little while, and for many years we worked together in a band called Front Range, and toured all over the place and had a great time. Both of our fans are here. That's great. God, they're still alive.
I had to pay him a lot to come.
Well, I'm glad the payroll is still working. But for those of you who do remember Front Range, you're probably having a little disconnect because we're playing different instruments. And in Front Range, I was the guitar player and Bob was the bass player. But, you know, you get bored and you want to change around and you want to do different things. So, and as you already can tell, that Bob's a pretty nifty guitar player. So it's great to have Mr. Bob Dick from Northbridge, Massachusetts, with us tonight.
Thank you, folks.
Here's one that goes back quite a long way for me. I wrote it a long time ago, but then it just, I never recorded it. A few other people did, but I finally got around to doing it. So it's almost new for me, even though it's one of the oldest songs I wrote. It's called Where the Wild River Rolls. Thank you. That one just feels good to sing. I don't know what it is. It's like purging or something. Anyway, we're going to feature Patty on this. She is a wonderful songwriter, and actually, if you look around the state and other places, Patty and I are doing a lot of concerts together as Patty Casey and Bob Amos. So look for us and. We feature.
Where'd you come up with that name?
I don't know. It's like it's a pretty creative band name, I think. Yeah. Wonder who's in it. But anyway, this is a wonderful song. It's from your newest album, right?
So
lead-off song on Patty's newest album, which is called "The Heart of a Waiting Boy," which is a fantastic album, all of her own material. And we'll try to not mess up Patty's beautiful song. That's called "Wander On," right?
Yep.
One, two, three, four.
This song has something to do with one of your, is it one of your...
Nieces.
Your nieces. She hears the banjo. She starts dancing around. She gets this syndrome called crazy legs. How was that?
That was brilliant.
I'm just making it up as I go, folks.
I thought it's about your legs.
Thank you.
Okay, enough frivolity. Now for a good song about a dysfunctional relationship. Lots of those in bluegrass. It's a long tradition. And my wife just walked in, so I want to state just straight out, this has nothing to do with us. You know, to be a songwriter, you have to observe. You have to, you know, kind of learn things from watching other people. So this is definitely one of those, not one of the personal ones. It's important that we distinguish, don't you think,
oh, yes,
Patty?
Absolutely.
We have to do that. So, anyway, this one's called Backwards and Forwards and talks about how love affairs can be a little bit of a dance.
Okay. So most of what we're doing tonight is either on my new bluegrass album or on one of Patty's albums, but we are doing a few covers too to show we haven't distanced ourselves from the master too much. We're going to do a Bill Monroe song right now. Bill Monroe would have been 100 last year. And it's largely credited with beginning bluegrass as we know it, what we define as bluegrass now. And anyway, this is one of his greatest songs, I think. It's called In Despair, and we'll play it as soon as I get the banjo in tune.
So in the meantime, I'm going to give you my life's story.
I don't think we have that much time left in the set for the banjo to get into, right?
That's true. That is true.
Come on, kid. Just talk amongst yourselves.
So where were you born, Bob? Let's start there.
I was born at the beginning of my life.
Oh, way back then.
I always like to say I'm from the South. Well, Southern New England, at least. Waterbury, Connecticut. Rewind the tape.
You made me love you. You made me want you. Now I need you all the time. My heart is sad and I'm so lonely. Each night and day.
This is one of those songs. This is actually the title cut of this new bluegrass CD, and it's called Borrowed Time. Patty and I did a songwriter workshop earlier today, and it was really a lot of fun. There were some great questions, and as often with things like that, people ask you questions that make you think a little bit more about what you do. And sometimes the answer is, you know, I just don't know.
I thought about that.
And this is one of those songs.
I thought you were going to say the answer is... Oh, it's blowing in the wind.
Yeah, that line's already been used. Yep. It's the, come on, there we go. That's the thing about banjo, it sounds so bad when it's out of tune, but then it feels so good when it gets right again. If you've seen me walking around today and hobbling a little bit. I've got a knee brace on, and so the only thing I need to say about that is playing banjo can be a little dangerous. This is called Borrowed Time.
Closing in. Wish I could tell myself these There'll be nowhere left to hide. Got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm not going down without a fight, 'cause there's nothing to show on the backside of nowhere. Gotta give it.
Thank you, Bob Dick on the cool guitar there. All kinds of cool picking all around. Well, I already mentioned Bill Monroe, and then one of my other guru masters is Ralph Stanley. He's here for Ralph. He's still around. Ralph's still playing. He's 85.
I'm set.
So we'll do one of Ralph's tunes right now. It's called The Clinch Mountain Backstage. Thank you. We've actually got one more before we do your thing. I'm sorry.
We just want to make sure.
Bob just corrected me.
We just want to make sure you hadn't left the building. It's against band policy to leave the building during the show.
False alarm. We're going to do one of Patty's songs in just a second. But first, another woeful tale. And about a poor guy whose life became a mess, even though he had the best intentions. And this is one called Walking Back to Bristol. Story. But now we're going to get a little bit more pleasant again and do one of Patty's beautiful songs. That's one of my favorite songs, period. Written by anybody, and you'll see why. This one sounds like it was written a long time ago. Sounds really old.
You wrote it on the Blue Ridge, right? Where you were traveling or
Blue Ridge? written driving back from North Carolina to Vermont in April, and it was kind of like summer down there, and it was kind of like icy hell up here. And so I drove really slowly and wrote a song.
Patty Casey.
Thank you.
Now we're going to move to the other side and feature Mike Santasuso on a vocal. And this is an old, old song. It was taught to the Carter family by a fellow by the name of Leslie Riddle, who was a blues player down south and a good friend of A.P. Carter's and used to ride around with him all over the place. And he brought a lot of those great old songs to the attention of A.P. And this is one of them. A Although they did it a little different than this, but Mike kicks this one right into gear. It's called I Know What It Means to Be Lonesome.
You do?
No, but Mike does.
Oh.
Mike Santasuso. Excuse me, I've got to de-twang myself for a minute. That's another way to say put the banjo down. There's a story about Ralph Stanley that somebody asked him once how to find his home back in the Clinch Mountains, and he said, well, you go far south in the Appalachians, you get to the last mountain, and the next one's mine. So I made up this little mandolin tune and called it Last Mountain. Probably need a little bit more. This isn't as loud as the banjo, so. such a polite audience. It's so quiet between the songs. You guys are great. Sorry about that.
Can you read that?
Huh?
Can you read that?
Sort of. We're laughing because the set list is, you know, it's so small. We can't really read it, so I'm kind of guessing at the songs. But Roots of the Tree or Ruts of the Tree, depending on where you're from in the country. And this is really a song about traditional music, so it's called Roots of the Tree. Do a song from Patty's new album, The Heart of a Waiting Boy album. This is a song, and I felt very lucky to be able to sing with Patty on this album a bunch of times, and this is another one of my favorite songs of hers, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song called You Are the River.
We did it this morning at the songwriting workshop, so some of you may have heard this already, but hopefully it's okay to do it again.
Place rest, 'cause
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to have you sing along with us here. We've just got time for a couple more, and we want you to sing. So, and we haven't practiced this either, so it's even. So we're going to teach it for you. This is a song I wrote about this part of the country. It's called The Fields of Home. And we'll sing the chorus along in unison for you so you can see how it goes.
Across the high and steep, beyond the wide and deep, where'er I roam, the fields of home are calling out to me.
Try it with us now.
Across the high and steep, beyond the wide and deep, where'er I roam, the fields of home are calling out to me.
The life that we are born to is never quite enough. And so with hope abounding, we leave the land we love. But as our feet are flying to scale the distant heights, we're glancing o'er our shoulders with longing in our eyes.
Across the high and steep, beyond the wide and deep, where'er I roam, the fields of home are calling out to me.
The mist upon the meadow, as day breaks o'er the hill, the flute song of the wood thrush, the lonesome whippoorwill, the lowing of the cattle, and the smells of hay and
shade that shelters the house where I was born. Across the high and steep, beyond the wide and deep, where'er I roam the fields of home are calling out to me. Someday my weary footsteps shall circle back the path, but if I die before that time, there's one wish that I have. Upon my final journey up to the great unknown, I pray my spirit passes o'er those verdant fields of home. Across the high and steep, beyond the wide and deep, where'er I roam, the fields of home are calling out to me. Where'er I roam, the fields of home are calling out to me.
Nice job.
We'll applaud you too.
We'll do a last radio and we're done.
We want to thank you very much for coming to hear us tonight. That's Adam Buchwald, Mike Santasuso, Bob Dick, Patty Casey, and Freeman Cormier. I'm Bob Amos. Thank you very much. Any of you who know me know I'm a huge Robert Johnson fan. Everybody know who Robert Johnson is? If you don't, you should. Okay, so this is an adaptation of a blues song by Robert Johnson. It's called Last Fair Deal Going Down. It's the last fair deal going down. It's the last fair deal going down. Well, it's the last fair deal going down, good Lord, on that Gulfport Island Road. Annabelle, don't you cry this time. Annabelle, don't you cry this time. If you cry about a nickel, you'll die about a dime. Would you cry, let your money go by? But that bell keeps on ringing so soon. Yeah, the bell keeps on ringing so soon. Well, the bell keeps on ringing too soon. Good Lord, on that Gulfport Island Road. But my captain so mean on me. Yeah, my captain so mean. Gulfport Island Road. I'm working my way back home. I'm working my way back home. I'm working my way back home. Good Lord, on that Gulfport Island Road. Thank you very much, folks. Appreciate it. We'll see you soon. Take care. Thank you.
Bob Amos.
Adam Buchwald, Mike Santasuso, Bob Dick, Patty Casey, Freeman Corey.